The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Solo Jets on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this afternoon, I have Dot Edgeworth, who is a facilitator at Choices New Zealand. 25th interview, 40,025, and 542nd interview since the 25th of April 2018. Can you share a little bit about yourself and your background?
So I'm Edgeworth. My background's in mental health for the last 5-6 years. So I've been working with families or people with mental health, and so I've made a change into the disability community now.
Mm-hmm.
So in the role for 2 months now.
Man, 2 months, that's awesome now. Could you tell us more about Choices New Zealand?
Sure. Choices New Zealand is part of the IHC group, so we also have Ideas Services that sit with us.
Yeah.
So Choices has been around for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We provide, so Choices mainly does facilitator roles for jobs, so we help people with disabilities
mm-hmm.
or neurodiverse, and we help them find a job. And we work with them from building their skills anywhere from making a CV all the way to getting a job.
Mm-hmm. What motivates you in this role?
The people, helping people achieve their goal of getting jobs is really what motivates me.
What aspect of this role do you find most rewarding?
The outcomes. So when someone actually puts in the work, does the hard yards and actually gets the job.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing them in their role, seeing them thrive is a great thing.
Is Choices New Zealand only in Invercargill?
So we are all up and down the country. So we have 2 facilitators in Invercargill, Dunedin, Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1 in Wellington, one in Nelson,
mm-hmm.
2 in Wellington, 1 in Gisborne, and we have 6 life coaches that sit under our sit with us in Palmerston North, and their role's slightly different to us.
Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
I love taking my dog for a walk, listening to music when I do it, and hanging out with friends and video gaming.
If you were not working at Choices New Zealand, what job would you like to be doing?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I wasn't at Choices, I think any community-based role I'd love to be doing. Hands-on in the community, working with people with either disabilities, mental health, neurodiverse, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. If someone with a disability wants to get help from Choices New Zealand, do they have to be referred or can they just come into the office?
They can self-refer by all means.
Yeah.
Or they can get referral from any agencies. We take referrals from anyone, anywhere. Just come in, have a chat with us, or you can go to our website, which is choicesnewzealand.org.nz, and you can apply for there.
Can you take us through the whole process?
So our process is real person-based.
Yeah.
So we come in, give your initial interview, and we fill out all the paperwork. We gather as much as we can
mm-hmm.
about you to help you find a job. From there, we work on anything. So like job skills, from interview skills, interview styles, questions. Some people have anxiety. What does that look like for them when getting a job? And so they don't want to talk to people. So we go, great, So let's find a work that doesn't involve talking to people. It's real person approached. So you come in, you meet with us. We work out all that sort of details, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. We don't have jobs. We go out and seek them for the people.
Yeah.
So we're real in the community, meeting people. Hey, do you have a job available? Or can this person volunteer? Can they build towards getting a job? We use your strengths. So if you're a hands-on person, we talk about your hands-on experience, that you prefer a hands-on job, and rather than talking, if you like talking, we build your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're working with us, we work with you for a year to help you find a job.
Yeah.
After that year, we have in-job support, so we can meet with you and help you at your role.
Yeah.
Help you with paperwork, help you declare your income.
If, say, someone wanted to, like, do the job or something, and they said, I want to do this job, da-da-da-da, for example, I want to be a truck driver, do you have to run all the, like, truck driving companies in Invitado and see if they've got a job, or how does that work?
So we start with the basics. So, great, what about truck driving do you want to do?
Yeah.
Do you want to do long haul? Do you want to do short? Do you want to do dairy? So we start with the basics. Do you have your license? No. Can we help you get your license?
Yeah.
Do you have your truck driving license? Can we help you get that? So we start at the basics, and then we go from there. And then we pitch you to the company. Say you want to work for Fonterra. We go to Fonterra and be like, hey, we got Jack. He wants to drive trucks. He's got his class one. He's gone through the driving courses. He's keen. Yeah. He knows the routes. He knows this route, he knows he lives in Tuatapere, so he's familiar with the area. Would you be willing to take him on?
So every week, do you get a lot of list of jobs emailed here, and so people know what's on offer? Or do you just have to, like, bin up places and ask, do you have a job, or how does that work?
So we work with Work and Income, MSD.
Yep.
They send us their job list.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we go out and get it ourselves. So we go knocking on doors.
That's tough.
We approach anyone about anything. If you want to work at the movies, we'll hit the movie. We'll walk into the movies and be like, "Hey, we've got this person."
Yeah, do you have a job?
Yeah, and we pitch the person to them. They really like the movies. They can tell you about this movie. They can tell you about the seatings. Find their skills and pitch that.
That's awesome.
If you've got a disability like Asperger's, it turns a lot of employers off. So what we do is we put it in a positive way. He's got Asperger's. What that means for him is he's got this really cool memory recall ability.
Mm-hmm.
So if you work with him, he'll memorize your stock, he'll memorize rotations. It's a really good training tool. It doesn't take him long to pick stuff up. Mm-hmm. So we make what people see as the disability the positive part.
Yeah.
And then we gave their skills in after.
So, for example, if someone came in to wanting to do a job and they had autism or something, and you said to them, oh, are you going to get your license? And they said, oh, no, I don't want to get my license. Because I don't feel safe, because I'm scared I'm going to have a fit at the wheel or something like that.
Great. It's a conversation we can have. So the reality is that you have seizures, you have fits, you have autism, you're not comfortable driving. How do you plan to get to work?
Yeah.
We have that conversation with someone. And then we go to the workplace and be like, we've got this person that necessarily doesn't drive but is willing to come to work. He'll walk, he'll get a taxi.
Yeah. So say for example, if someone didn't get their license and the only way of transport was they had to get a taxi, but they didn't have any money to get a taxi, would you be able to not do the money, but like say somehow get the organisation to pay for them to get to work in the taxi?
So we,
if they don't have total mobility.
We couldn't do that, so we'd approach other places like total mobility or working income. We would approach working income mainly and go, hey, this person just needs help getting to his job. What can you guys offer? More than often or not, they will offer like taxi vouchers for that person.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, so I guess the other thing we can I can add is we do have life coaches.
Yeah.
They are only in Palmerston North at the moment.
Damn.
So, but they're really cool. They work with people. They work with their needs from going to the gym, going swimming, to going to outdoor activities. They'll work with them in any way possible. Us facilitators are real approachable. We're happy to have conversations about work, even if you don't want to sign up with us.
Yeah. Would Choices New Zealand ever consider dead-end life, any life touches down at Invitado?
That is a great question. At the moment, we don't have any contracts for down at Invercargill for life coaches, but in the future, they are hoping to expand the service. So I definitely think we will.
How can people get in touch with you?
So they can go for our website, or they can send me an email at ezra.jeffrey@choicesnz.org.nz.
This show is available at the podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site, just look for the program tab. The answer stream podcast can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us. Or there's the Doodle Play or the Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Ezra, for coming on show this afternoon to talk about the awesome work you do as a facilitator at Choices New Zealand. This podcast will go live on the radio at 12:10 on Wednesday, the 6th of August at 12:10, and replay on Friday, the 8th of August at 1:45 on 96.4 Radio Southland. Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.